In the name of our risen and ever-living Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is hope for times like this. Hope that this was, as it did for the children of Israel when Jeremiah spoke to them. When your knees shake and your hands tremble and your mouth starts to turn dry, a sense about your future comes from God. When all we look for and look forward to goes down the drain, hope comes to us through the words of God's promise. Like the people of Israel, we confront affliction and suffering and the reality that we cannot cope with all of life's problems. We fall flat on our face and lie there, stunned and hurt. We work to succeed, to be something really special. Instead, we fail. In our failure, God's word reaches down to us, touches us, and lifts us up again. The prophet Jeremiah said, "The Lord's mercy is not at an end, nor is his forgiveness exhausted. It is new every morning." That is hope for times like this. You see, our hope doesn't rest in a Protestant work ethic, on government treaties, and national defense policies. For we, like Israel, want our expectations for the future to rest in something that we can do to bring that future about. Our hope doesn't depend on our success or on our ability to handle every problem that comes up and faces us. But our hope lives in the love that God has shown us in Jesus Christ. It resides in the forgiveness of sins that he gives to us, and the steadfast mercy that he shows to us new every day, even though we are failures. And there's no doubt about it that we are failures. We are failures because we have not lived up to the standards that God has given us. Our whole life in society reeks of failure. We focus on being a successful people, and we reap the whirlwind of failure, poverty, injustice, an energy crisis, nuclear proliferation, and planned obsolescence are all a portion of the life that success is supposed to bring to us. And we fail when it comes to our personal lives. We're working hard to be successful, to outdo everybody else, to really stand up